Good afternoon, everyone. Well, the Australian share market found itself in negative territory today, but it could have been much worse. In fact, the ASX 200 only fell by 18 points. That's a drop of a third of a percent to 6,173. In fact, in the first half an hour of the day, the market was down five times as much. We're down 1.5%, and that would have been the second worst tumble of the month if that was the case. But a few things not working in the market's favour. A lot of it is uncertainty surrounding the US election. In fact, the negotiations for a massive, much-needed stimulus package in the US are ongoing, yet to prove fruitful. Secondly, according to the FBI, Iran and Russia have attempted to interfere in the US election 12 days out from the big day as well. And they're also seeing a spike in coronavirus cases to boot. But across the market, we had losses pretty much everywhere. The banks dropped back by, on the average, about 0.5%, but they did certainly improve off their lows this afternoon. So that was one reason why the market didn't fall more. The price of oil was down a good 4%. That really was a big reason for the decline in energy stocks today, which were down 2%. They were actually the worst performers on the ASX 200 today. Woodside and Santos both came out with some quarterly updates and said that essentially they're producing and selling more oil and gas, but unfortunately, because of a big fall in oil and gas prices, they're not making as much money. Tech stocks also underperformed for a second day, which actually hasn't happened since early September, but one of the worst was actually Zip, which fell by 5%. Now, the buy now, pay later company has had its second largest shareholder in Westpac selling all of its 10% stake in the group. That's about $370 million worth of stock. Now, a couple of days ago, Westpac secured a partnership with its competitor Afterpay. Now, AMP also in the red. It fell 5.5%. A number of directors have announced their intentions to retire today and also announced billions in cash outflow. So it has certainly struggled for years now. In fact, its share price lost around 75% of its value in the past 2.5 years. Now, there have been some outperformers and quite a few AGMs held today. Quite a bit of attention today on casino operators, in particular Crown, of course, and the Star Entertainment Group. Now, both held their AGMs. Both have been on the receiving end of first strikes from their shareholders. And this is essentially when shareholders disagree with executive pay. And the reason why this can be important is that if there's a second strike at the subsequent AGM in the following year, then that could actually mean a vote is triggered to potentially replace the whole board. So that's something to watch. Helius was one of the best today. It rose by 9.3%. Now, this was formerly known as Primary Healthcare. It is a pathology imaging, an imaging company. Well, it said that revenues and also earnings between July and September have bounced back quite strongly, which was promising, and also its peer Sonic Healthcare managed to jump 1% off the back of that. Another outperformer today was a new comer to the market in MyDeal. This is an online furniture and garden product marketplace. It rose 75% on its first day of trade. The IPO was heavily oversubscribed, so there was a lot of interest in the stock on day one. Now tonight, futures pointing to a slight decline on the open. We've got American Airlines, AT&T, Intel, Kimberly-Clark and Southwest Airlines releasing results, and the Aussie dollar at 71 US.